This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my longtime excellent colleague, Charles Burton. He has a new book, The Beaver and the Dragon, How China Outmaneuvered Canada's Diplomacy, Security, and Sovereignty. We begin with a thriller scene of Charles being interrogated all night long by three state security officers, we'll call them. And then he escapes China and hasn't been back since. That was August of 2018. The book, however, that I'm looking at right now is a collection of Charles's thoughts stretching, I believe the first column is 2011, under Mr. Harper's government, and the last column I read is 2025 under the new government of Mr. Carney, or as Carney inherits the Liberal Party from Mr. Trudeau. So the essays take us through the trade embassies by Mr. Harper to China and Mr. Trudeau to China. We're waiting for the embassy of Mr. Carney to China. Trade was what Canada wanted to talk about. China, of course, wants to talk about supremacy. So we go immediately to Mr. Harper, 2006 to 2015, Prime Minister. Charles, I always get the sense when reading backwards that if they'd known then what we know now, there would have been different decisions. Is there any reflection now by the Harper government or Mr. Harper himself that he was misled, that he was too pleasant and too optimistic about China at the time?
I haven't seen that kind of confessional reflection on what they did. And of course, a lot of the people who have been involved in Canada-China relations in the senior levels of the civil service and in politics, who were sympathetic to Chinese purposes in Canada, ended up benefiting after retirement from positions of public trust. So you see a lot of them working in law firms that have substantial connections to Chinese communist business networks or on boards or other occupations that are fairly lucrative that look like payback for not having challenged the Chinese authorities when they were making decisions. And a lot of this came out in about 2022 when there was a series of leaked intelligence assessments by the Canadian Security Intelligence Service and the Intelligence Assessment Secretariat of the Canada's Privy Council Office that suggested that senior people in the government had received reports of great concern about Chinese malign activities in Canada and had not acted on them. One, for example, that came out in the leaks was that an agent of the Chinese state working out of the Chinese consulate in Toronto was involved in gathering information about the family in Hong Kong of the Conservative Party's foreign affairs critic, Michael Chong. This information was relayed to the government, but the government did not act on it until it was made public, and then they expelled the security agent involved. Another one, for example, was a request to the Canadian Attorney General to put a surveillance on a member of the Ontario government, a senior member of the Ontario government that was, I guess, suspected of improper relations with the government of China. This gentleman, Michael Chan, was of Chinese origin, and the Attorney General's office sat on it for 50 days. not authorizing the surveillance. And by the time it was authorized, the information was no longer relevant because an election had taken place. I think there was some feeling that there may have been some acting on behalf of the Chinese government to influence the result of a Canadian federal election. So there are a number of examples of the government receiving information that should be actionable and then not acting and allowing the Chinese authorities to continue their infiltration of Canada, their espionage activities, taking dual-use military technologies to China, their harassment of persons in Canada of Chinese origin, and their subversion of Canadian policymakers. We even have reports that a report that came out redacted that that there were 13 parliamentarians, I think, and a larger number of staffers that were suspected to be under the influence of a foreign power, which I think would largely be China. And that was never acted on. In other words, those members of parliament who are not known, presumably continued to serve and to run in an election and may continue to have relations that the security agencies regard as suspicious. So one does see some degree of what one might call elite capture by the Chinese state that's been expanding because there's been no cost or sanction for it. Chinese agents who are stealing Canadian secrets, some of which are secrets that are shared through the Five Eyes, have not been expelled except for the one that was revealed.
30 seconds, Charles. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
So the problem seems to be with the Canadian elite not responding to concerns about China more than really the Chinese themselves. They simply are able to work in an area that's open field with no consequences for this kind of behavior.
We turn to the Trudeau government and COVID-19, Huawei and BYD. Charles Burton, the new book is The Beaver and the Dragon. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.